That's Mystic Seaport Chanty singer Jeff Kaufman singing Down Trinidad at the 2012 Mystic Seaport Sea Music Festival. Kaufman is one of the organizers of this Saturday's Sea Chanty Blast and Pub Sing across from the main entrance of Mystic Seaport. The event is a fundraiser for Mystic Seaport's Sea Music Festival in June. Jeff Kaufman joins us now by phone. Hi, Jeff.
Hi there.
So Down Trinidad is an excellent example of a type of sea chanty that I didn't expect, thinking that all sea chanties came from the British Isles.
I'm glad you asked, or were puzzled by that. There's a very strong African influence in a number of these songs, and that one in particular was collected by an American collector, James Madison Carpenter, from a singer in Wales, Great Britain, but he had learned the song when going back and forth in the 1870s. The song was recorded by this collector in 1925 or so, and these men that he was recording remembered these from the 1870s, and they were hearing black singers throughout the Caribbean singing these songs.
Jeff, how far do sea chanties go back?
Well, we have evidence into Middle English of songs that were something rhythmic being sung on board a vessel leaving London, actually. But the real explosion was during the competitive Age of Sail after the War of 1812 ended.
And were these sea chanties exclusively to help people with their labors, to do their tasks and chores?
Yes, the shanties specifically were for that purpose. They are rhythmic songs that coordinated the effort in many different ways. So there are lots of different versions of them, but that's exactly what they were for.
And what were the subjects of these songs typically? What were they singing about?
Commonly, I mean, a lot of the songs you might hear are sailors lamenting about one aspect or another of their lives, but there are also songs about abuse on board ship, perhaps. Not too much of that, because you couldn't be too direct, perhaps, when you're singing a song and the mate's standing right there. But some description of the actual work that you're doing. And then, then they might range further afield and there might be a romantic thing, you know, thrown in here and there or whatever.
And Jeff Kaufman, what signaled the end of the sea chanty? Why did it fall out of favor?
Well, typical of our whole age of technology developing, when steamships came in, as more powered vessels took over the shipping, there wasn't the need for the rhythmic work of hauling. This is really a sail-based tradition, a tradition of songs being used to handle sail or to move a large vessel through the water to an anchor, let us say, without an engine. So when engine power came into being and really took over, then the decline of shanties happened.
So, Jeff, tell me about what's going to happen on Saturday.
Well, we have this annual event called our Shanty Blast and Pub Sing that happens at the German Club, as you had mentioned, across from the seaport, from the main entrance of the seaport. And people come from all over the Northeast. From Boston and New York, and some people come down from Maine. And we just gather, and this is basically an open sing so that anyone can lead a song. What's also special about the event, this event and the Sea Music Festival, is that so much of the audience, so many of these people know these songs and love them, and many of them are really good singers as well. So they lead these songs too, and everybody joins in the choruses.
Sounds like fun. Jeff Kaufman, thank you so much.
Well, my pleasure. This is great. I'm delighted that you wanted to chat about our Shanty Blast.